Your house. Who would talk first? What would you want to say to Jesus?
We affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. We collect for today, the fourth Sunday before Advent. Almighty and eternal God, you've kindled the flame of love in the hearts of the saints. Grant to us the same faith and power of love, that as we rejoice in their triumphs, we may be sustained by their example and fellowship, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. As we gather here in church this morning, each one of us will have our own thanksgivings and also our own concerns. In the peace and silence of these moments, may we bring them to God, seeking God's guidance and strength to sustain us. At this, the beginning of a new week, as we look forward. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
This is half term. For our children, it's an opportunity to be out and about, away from the classroom, involved in many recreational activities. For parents, it's an opportunity perhaps to be more at home if work schedules permit. And we pray for all of our families in our parish during this week of half term, for an opportunity to step back from the roller coaster of daily life, going at an ever increasing speed. We pray for a time of rest, refreshment, and relaxation. We pray for those who are away during these days. We pray for safe travel, that they will return back home refreshed. And we pray for all those who work in so many aspects of recreational activities, for what will well be a busy time for them as we go to various areas to explore. We give thanks for the countryside and the beauty of creation all around us. We give thanks for the Cumber Greenway here in our parish, for the many parks that we can walk around and explore as the leaves fall with their magnificent colours to inspire and refresh us. And we give thanks for so many areas of beauty in and around where we worship this morning here at St. Columba's. May we not take it for granted, but may we get the blessings from it during this week and the weeks to come. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
And as we have opportunities for refreshment, we think too of those who are in such great need in our own community. We think of the work being done by the larder at St. Christopher's Church in Mercy Street, coordinated by Brian Atchison here in St. Columba's. And we think of the opportunities and the privilege we have as a parish to give back something of what God has first given us, to help in a very practical, real way those who are struggling for the basic necessities of life in this, our own community, where this church is situated. May we be more aware of their needs and do what we can to offer support. Dear Father God, in a world and a community where many are lonely, we thank you for our families and friends. In a world where many are in doubt or ignorance, we thank you for our faith. In a world where many are homeless, we thank you for the warmth and security of our homes. In a world where many are sick, we thank you for our health. In a world where many are afraid, oppressed, or at war, we thank you for our peace. In a world where many are hungry, we thank you for our food. Help us always to be aware of the needs of other people and to share the good things which we enjoy. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, dear God, to welcome adventures in kindness. There are so many people who need a friendly hand, who would appreciate neighbourly aid, who are starved for sympathy and a smile, who would be glad for the good turn we might do. Keep us alert to see the needs of others. May we be responsive to every true appeal for help, and so live our lives with deep contentment, according to the pattern shown by our Master Jesus, who went about doing good. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are ill at this time, especially those known to us. We give thanks that Margaret, who was in the Royal Victoria Hospital for many, many weeks, has now returned home to her family. We pray for those in hospital today for procedures and surgery, those who have surgical procedures planned for this coming week and the weeks to come. We pray for the surgical team and the medical staff in our hospitals and in our local surgeries. We pray for their families, that you, O Lord, will give to them the strength and the support and the healing that they need. We pray also for Ivy and for Dawn. We pray for those who are bereaved, continuing to pray for David Craig and his family. We pray for Jill Atchison and her family following the funeral of her sister Claire that took place last Friday. May each one know of your love and of your support and of your nearness to them, O Lord, in their own circumstance and situation. Lord, in your mercy. Grant, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to your pilgrim people a living faith, renewed vision, and a fresh sense of purpose, so that we may worship you, proclaim your love, serve each other, and bring your peace and hope to the world this half term and in the weeks that follow. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you all very much for being with us this morning. It's really good to see you and lovely to have the sun shining. So I suggest we all take advantage of a dry day and have the benefit of good fresh air. I want to thank our magazine distributors who are busy during these days distributing the November Columban. And if you need extra copies, I would like to give extra copies to a neighbour or to a friend. Please take some from the back of church. They're there for the taking. On Tuesday, the Mothers' Union are meeting here at 8 o'clock in the church, and Helen Setherfield will be coming to share her experiences of attending the late Queen's funeral. And I do encourage members to come along to have the fellowship of the evening, which will be followed by refreshments at the back of church.